I thought he was never supposed to walk again.
He wasn't.
It was Sarah.
Jesus said that if someone had faith the size of a mustard seed, she could move mountains. In the new movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, young Sarah Hopkins takes that promise seriously. And the results are, well, miraculous. It all starts with a dead bird. Sarah is heartbroken, and she prays that God would bring it back to life. Miraculously, the bird is revived. It's the first of several similar miracles stemming from Sarah's prayers. At first, people look for other, well, naturalistic explanations. But when she heals a paralyzed friend with prayer, Sarah becomes a media sensation. But something else starts to happen, too. You see, Sarah's gotten sick. In fact, she may be dying, and no one is sure why. So even as she heals others, prayers for Sarah's own healing go unanswered.
Then I saw God standing on the other side of the lake.
I always thought that you were kind of special.
You see him?
Who?
God.
You saw God and then brought a dead bird back to life.
No, I didn't. God did.
The girl who believes in miracles asks, why does God answer some prayers while others seemingly fall on deaf ears? The story also explores what it looks like to anchor our hope in Jesus. As for this PG film's content, there's a lone mild profanity and some teen drinking. Other than those issues, this story will prompt deeper conversation about faith and prayer. So we're giving The Girl Who Believes in Miracles a 4 out of 5 for family friendliness. You can read the full review at pluggedin.com/radio. And be sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.